This is episode 2395 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day six of our series this week. All week long, you've been exploring the theme, the art of stillness. And stillness is what you may seek most these days, where there's so much happening in the world, and personally with you, there might be a lot going on. This is an ideal week for stillness. I want to share with you a little research I discovered in regards to stillness. Not only does stillness relieve stress and tension, but it can also tap into the brain's default mode network. And this is from an article called Why Silence is So Good for Your Brain by Caroline Gregoire. In this article, it's mentioned that the default mode network of the brain is activated when we engage in what scientists refer to as self-generated condition, such as daydreaming, meditating, fantasizing about the future, or just letting our minds wander. When the brain is idle and disengaged from external stimulus, we can finally tap into our inner stream of thoughts, emotions, memories, and ideas. And when you do engage in this network, it helps you to make meaning out of your experiences. It helps you to empathize with others and to be more creative and, importantly, to reflect on your own mental and emotional state. So, to do this, it's necessary to break away from the distractions that keep lingering in the shallow surfaces of your mind, and silence is a way of getting there. As you get ready to sit in stillness today, you'll be guided through a stillness flow where I'll layer together the meditation techniques you've explored all week long into a beautiful flow for stillness. Before I guide you, I want to mention that I know we're going through some extenuating circumstances in our lives these days. You may want a little extra help, and that is a strength. Asking for help is a strength. And you might not have sought out help before to talk about your emotions or feelings, but it's more and more common these days, and you can do this without even leaving your home. So I'd like to thank our sponsor, which helps you to do this, and it is an app called BetterHelp. On the BetterHelp app, you can reach out to a licensed professional counselor who has been vetted by BetterHelp from anywhere in the world. So from a favorite comfortable location, somewhere where you feel safe, from anywhere in the world, you can reach out for a little help or simply a little extra support on the BetterHelp app. If you'd like to get back on track with your emotions without even getting up from your chair, you can be connected with a professional counselor within 48 hours. Sometimes you just want someone in your corner, especially as we live through extenuating circumstances in the world. Just know that's where you can find some help. You are definitely not alone. You can visit betterhelp.com. That's BETTER help, HELP.com to receive 10% off your first month. So now I invite you to your stillness meditation flow. As you sit up straight and begin to calm your mind and your body. Begin to notice where you may be holding tension today. Every day can be different. Notice how you're feeling right now. Begin to notice your breath, each inhale and exhale through your nose. This life force nourishing your body cells with each breath. Experiencing this beautiful stillness. This is your time. You may place your hands in the Hakini Mudra for focus and concentration. Tapping together your fingertips and your thumb tips as you hold your hands at your chest or comfortably in your lap. Also touching together your thumb tips and create space between your palms. Mentally affirm. I am so worth slowing down for. I am so worth slowing down for. Gently uplift your eyes to your third eye, the point between your eyebrows. This is the part of your brain that meditation activates to help you manage your emotions. As you focus upward, spine straight, reflect on your life's purpose. Allow whatever's happening in the world to happen. The world evolves through cycles. Just as nature is cyclical, your life goes through cycles. Open up to what's happening in your life right now. Reflect on your purpose in life. I'll share with you a quote by Robin Sharma, the author of The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. He says, "The purpose of life is the life of purpose. The purpose of life is the life of purpose." Allow yourself to sit in this beautiful stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.